continues to lead the world in COVID infections, with researchers at Johns Hopkins recording 1,894 deaths from the disease in just 24 hours Tuesday, a sharp increase from earlier this week. The official U.S. death toll now stands at over 82,300. On Capitol Hill, the nation's top infectious disease experts told a Senate committee Tuesday that needless death and suffering would result if states reopen their economies too soon. This is Dr. Anthony Fauci.
There is a real risk that you will trigger an outbreak that you may not be able to control, which in fact, paradoxically, will set you back, not only leading to some suffering and death that could be avoided, but could even set you back on the road to trying to get economic recovery.
Dr. Fauci acknowledged the true U.S. death toll is almost certainly higher than the official count. He also dismissed the idea that a vaccine would be available in time for children to return to classes in the fall and questioned whether any vaccine will eventually prove effective against the coronavirus.